Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers win it last night 7-4, trying to win two in a row against the Barons. And we're joined today on today's pregame interview by James Meeker, the man who went six innings last night, helped the Shuckers get that opening victory. James, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
How fun was last night? A career-high six innings, and you did it in just 72 pitches.
Yeah, it was a good start for sure. Been trying to build up the innings as a starter, so it was really nice to throw six innings and not have to throw that many pitches.
And you went with the high socks last night for the first time. Was that something to change up the mojo? Because it worked well.
No, it was actually, I was talking to Tobias last week in Montgomery. It was pretty hot and pants got pretty heavy, and he said if you go high socks it's a little cooler, so that was the change.
So it's like AC but with the pants.
Yeah, exactly. So it worked out, so it's all good.
You're also facing a new team this week. It's 91 games into the year, and you guys are facing the Barons for the first time. Speaking of Tobias, we talked to them yesterday about it. You guys have seemingly seen everyone in the division, the M-Braves, the Blue Wahoos, and the Biscuits, and the M-Braves just a million times. How nice is it to see a new face this week?
It was really nice. I mean, like you said, you face those guys so many times. It feels like they know what you're throwing before you even throw it to them. So just to face some new guys, it was really nice.
What was it like for you as a pitcher going in against a lineup you had not faced before?
It's always a little challenging. Will does a good job at telling us about the lineup and who to look out for and how to pitch them. So he talked to Kayla and I before the game, which really helped.
This is also the first time we've had you on a pregame interview in about 6 weeks. Last time I talked to you, we were talking about being in the bullpen and what's it like with the relievers. But you've now become a starting pitcher really for the first time in your career. Yes. What has that transition been like?
It's been ups and downs so far. You know, it's so used to being in the bullpen, and it's a little different being a starter. But I've really enjoyed the challenge and trying to figure out how to be an effective starter. So it's been a lot of fun.
What's the biggest difference you've noticed from being a reliever versus a starter, outside of the fact that you're going to go a couple times more through the order than you would as a reliever?
Yeah, I mean, definitely that. In terms of, you get pretty tired, you know, throwing two innings versus five, six innings. And then just the way that the other teams kind of game plan for you, they scouting reports, and they really know what you got, and it seems like their approaches are a little different, so it's a little different way to maneuver the lineup. But like I said, it's kind of fun figuring out how to do that.
How much have you grown over these really first six starts and six times through the rotation in your career?
I think it a lot, honestly. I feel like every start I learn something new. I go back and talk with the coaches or the catchers or even the other starters and try to pick up something from it. And I think after each start I kind of learn something, and hopefully it helps me for the next one.
How much does it help here in Biloxi having a catching staff that includes Nick Cale, Jefferson Caro, Wes Clark, Jason Lopez, and then on the pitching side of things, having Will Shearholz as a guy to mentor you through this process?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, first off, the catchers are unbelievable. All four of them are awesome. They all give great feedback, trust everything they do behind the plate. So it doesn't really matter who's back there. It's 100% trust in them, which is super nice. And then Will does a really good job with us too. Like I said, he talks to us about the lineups. He's been in the fall league. He's coached last year. He knows everything. So you just got to listen to him, and normally he's right, so works out.
Off the field, you and another pitcher, Robbie Baker, are both roommates, and you two have been roommates throughout your minor league careers together with the Brewers. In an interesting way, you both have a similar background, went through indie ball, joined the Brewers, and you guys have been roommates ever since. How nice is it to kind of have that consistency back in the apartments throughout the couple of years?
It's really nice. We get along really well. We're kind of similar person, so it's really nice. We can talk to each other about baseball or life. And yeah, I mean, I think we signed like a day or two apart. And at least for me, like never being in affiliated baseball, it was nice having somebody that came from affiliated ball and from indie ball to kind of ask a lot of questions. So he's helped me out a lot through my journey. So it's been really nice.
In that first year in the Brewers organization, how much did he help you get acclimated to what life is like in affiliated ball?
A lot. Like I said, I had no clue how everything was run or who to talk to or any of it. So he was the guy I'd always go and ask, should I do this or that, or is this right or wrong? So like I said, it was really nice that he's been there from the start.
Speaking of indie ball, you ended your indie ball career on a scoreless streak, and you started your affiliated ball career on a scoreless streak, and it ended up being 752 days in which you did not allow a run. Looking back at it, how absolutely insane is that scoreless streak?
It's crazy, especially when you when you put it in those terms. Like, I tend not to think about it like that. It was every outing, just try to go out and do my job and not let anyone score. So for it to end up to be however many days you said is pretty surreal. So yeah, I got not much to say about it.
Well, hey, hopefully a lot more zeros to come here in Biloxi.
Exactly. That'd be awesome.
Well, hey, man, thanks so much for joining us today. Great start last night. Thanks so much.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you very much.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Barons at 6:35.